Berlin, we can repeat this again.
Oh, really? Okay.
About Second World War. Oh. We repeat what? That of the hundreds of million people, or very big global stuff, and not have a work for a lot people, and it's very stupid. And when Netherlands children said me that we don't want to repeat this again, I said that it's the most great mentality of the next generation of Netherlands. It's great. And your mentality and mind is example for any.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, in my opinion, anyone who wants that is an idiot. But what can I say? Can you explain a bit about your story, because you are here and you are in kind of a military...
My name is Andriy Siromakha. I'm 23. I'm a Ukrainian soldier, volunteer, and I come... I begin my soldier way from the 24th February when happened a full-scale invasion in our country. I'm very active person in Ukraine. I want to change my country. I am a public activist, and I want to change wanted before and continues to want to change our country. And I want to stay in history like person who did a lot for development of my country and development of all world. And one of the step of my target, it's be great, the most great leader of my nations in the story. Like orienteer, it's post of the president.
Sorry?
Like orienteer, it's post of the president of Ukraine. Mm. And every morning when I wake up, I start to think of what I don't have yet, if I must be president now. What's the knowledge, experience, resources, influence, and every of this. And if I must be president now, what I don't have yet, and I'm trying to restore every of this. Also, it's like one day per exam that you must be know. You must know this, every of this. Mm-hmm. And why you don't know this? And I am trying to... I want to... I now I at the stage of the training and getting experience. Getting more knowledge.
Training?
Yes, training.
What do you mean?
Training, it's mean I'm physically training. Mm-hmm. I come here for rehabilitation 1 year before.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I lose arm and leg at this war, and also have spinal cord injury. But
okay.
And for make prosthesis for right arm, I need also train my left leg. Yes,
arm.
Yes,
leg.
Not motor. For make prosthesis of right leg, I need make a recovery of my left leg.
Yeah, yes. Because it's underdeveloping, because you are not walking.
Yes. And now I also explaining a little bit about Ukrainian situation, what are doing situation in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And also included
feel
some...
a bit like an ambassador, I guess.
Every of us, every of Ukrainian, our have an ambassador of our country.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and what are the prospects? When will you get a arm or a leg?
What?
When will you get a...
I don't know. Maybe I will get, maybe no. It depends from the injury and it depends from the trauma. Because but I can say it in any case. On the legs, on the wheels, I will continue go to my target, and I will do this in any case. And I will change my country, and I will bring my country.
What are your ideals for your country? What is your
what?
Your ideals for your country. What is your
ideals.
Image of your?
The most great, the most big things for me is freedom. Freedom. It's not only physically freedom. It's mental freedom. Freedom from the stereotypes. Freedoms in a lot meaning, and when you can do, when you can be honest with your principles, and living with be honest with your principles, and not be not depend from any situations, for example, from the material or something any. It's also be freedom.
Yeah.
For me, trades what I very hate, it's two trades. What I very, very hate. First, it's envy. It's envy.
Envy, oh yeah.
Because it's burning in something dark and also bringing a lot dark. And second trait, what I very hate, it's be indifferent. I think every person who, we have a choices a lot times in our life. Mm-hmm. And every our choices, it's like crossing the border. Mm. For example, if we choice for be indifferent in this or any situation, we are crossing the border in our, inside our head. Small line that about be indifferent or not. And when people choose to be, they every time this line standing more invisible. And every new time to be indifferent, more easy and easy, easy, easy. Yeah. And a person even not understand that they changes, but but they have changes. And for be stand a human, it's also my first priority to stand be a human, not forget who we are, what we're doing, and every actions have a responsibility. Okay.
Well.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very, very, very much.
Yes. What was your name again?
Andriy Siromakha.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And good luck, man. I hope you can have a good recovery somehow.
Yeah.
Stand on your feet again.
Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, anything else you want to share? No.
To be a human.
Yeah, let's be human.
Yes.
Thank you.
Stand be a human, yes.
Thank you.
I also, trying to share my ideals and share my ideas in the social media. I have social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, have a name in Facebook, Andriy Siromakha, and in Instagram, Andrew Unstoppable.
Andrew Unstoppable.
Yes, I choose this nickname a lot years before Fools Came Wars.
Mm.
But now I understand it's my...
Now
it's
you understand why.
Something of part of me, what I have a part of me.
Well, beautiful. Thank
okay.
you. Good luck. If you need a hand, just shout.
Oh, okay.
So, ik heet Hans.
Hans. Marcel.
Marcel, hallo.
Dat is André.
André, ja. Ik zal even. I will give you this. You can.
It's your.
I broadcast the whole thing, so you can listen back.
Thank you. I sometimes been in Amsterdam, and now I live in Delft.
Delft.
Yes. And if you wanna, I want to make more. A bigger interview for open some things what I see and principles in next time. Yes.
Okay. Well, you can email me and we'll.
Okay.
See.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Now that is. Shit, even. Nou, alles wordt nu opgeruimd hier. Iedereen doet mee. Kijk eens even. Hey. Oh. Ja, er zit hier iemand met een ukulele en een versterker. En die is aan het praten. Nou, ik zou er wel even willen inbreken, maar het is zo onbeleefd. Ze is zoveel aan het praten. If I am allowed, can I break in here?
Break.
It's one of my hobbies.
Light and smoothly, not with breaking. Mariana event, so I will edit.
You can also do the Instagram, that's maybe more easy.
I will edit the mango.
Nou, we worden hier nog wat, uitgewisseld hier. So you're all set to go
well,
to play, or
I was write your Instagram where email is. Sorry.
Oh yes, I don't really have an artist Instagram yet.
Yeah.
I still gotta work on the.
Nou, gelukkig, de Instagram doet het nog niet.
Nee, oké. Okay.
Nou,
je bent een cameraman.
Je hebt nog geen. Nee hoor, dit is gewoon alleen maar geluid.
Oh ja.
Ja.
Oh, dus oké. Okay. En u live, bent ook nu aan het
radio,
opnemen.
Nee,
oh.
Live van de uitzending op Radio Potterpoel.
Oh god, oké.
Okay.
Nou, hallo
ga
allemaal.
Of zo?
Nou, ik had een straatmuzikant ontmoet en die zou hierheen gaan.
Oh.
En toen dacht ik, oh, ik ga ook wel even kijken.
Mm-hmm.
En ik wist dat het om 5:00 begon.
Mm-hmm.
Nu ben ik hier om 7:30. Oh. Maar ik dacht, misschien is het gewoon de hele avond gaande.
Ja,
maar
nee,
het was echt een programma.
Nee, dus, ja,
dus,
ja,
dus en toen...
Zet je ook nog op straat spelen?
Ja,
ga je helemaal
ja ik ben een straatmuzikant. Ja.
Je hebt mijn nummer.
Ja.
En dan, ja... in the future you get invited to...
Oké.
Okay.
Ja.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Ja, zo... Oh, kom je uit Daaf,
joh? Ja,
dus
mijn eerste
keer Amsterdam straatmuziek maken. Oh, serieus. Hé, maar speel eens een stukje dan even voor de radio, hé.
Oké.
Huh?
Zou u misschien daaronder op de paal...
Geen u, hè?
Zo. Ja, perfect.
Moet ik nog ergens aan draaien even, of is het zo goed?
Ja, ja.
Nou, kun jij jezelf even voorstellen? Dan,
Ik ben Jana Liese.
Oh.
Ik ben Jana Liese en ik speel met de ukulele en mijn stem speel ik straatmuziek.
Okay.
Dus dat is het eigenlijk. Heb ik nog niet helemaal verder uitgerold, maar voor nu is het leuk.
Ja, nou, give it a go. Zou ik zeggen.
Oké, wat zal ik eens doen?
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seems to whisper I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore trees. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading but adding a deep, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn. Still sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries far behind you. But in my dreams, wherever they be, dream a little dream of me. Dream a little dream of me. Dream a little dream.
Dus ja, net op tijd.
Net op tijd?
Ja, nou ben je de eindtune.
Oh, nou. Slaap lekker allemaal en anders hele fijne drukke nacht.
Wat was
als je
naam nou ook alweer?
Jana Liese heet ik.
Oh ja, Jana Liese. En kunnen we jou ergens anders vinden dan op straat?
Op Instagram als Jana Liese.
Ja, nee, dat kan ik niet vinden.
En
ja.
Ergens anders, ja, ik sta bij Gluren bij de Buren in Den Haag. Bij het Regentessenplein, 4 februari.
Gluren bij de Buren.
Ja, wat kent u dat?
Nee.
Dat is een concept waarbij artiesten zich opgeven en personen die in huis of winkel bezitten zich ook opgeven. En dan word je gematcht en dan heb je 2 dagen per jaar Dat je...
Wie wordt er gematcht? Wat?
Een locatie met een artiest.
Oh, oké. Okay.
En dan heb je, dat is nu 4 februari, is volgens mij ook in Utrecht en ook in Amsterdam en dan Den Haag. En dan kan je een soort route uitstippelen voor jezelf, kan je verschillende kunst zien. Dus muziek, theater, in een intieme setting, dus dat is altijd wel. En dus misschien ook hier in het Vrijpaleis dan begin april.
Is dat een beetje te betalen? Want dat is bij mij in de buurt is er ook zoiets. Maar hallo, dat is een honderd van de uitstand. Dat zijn maar rijke mensen.
Wat
nou,
is
bij mij in de buurt is er ook zoiets, af en toe, weet je wel.
En voor
wie? Dat is alleen voor rijke mensen. Dat is hartstikke duur. Dan moet je echt kaartjes kopen en zo.
Oh nee, dit is gratis. Je kan gewoon...
Kijk eens,
je
dus kan gewoon wel.
Ja, zeker. Maar, en het is echt leuk, want je komt...
Maar alleen in Den Haag? Nee
ook volgens mij... Ja, je kan gluren bij deburen.nl.
Oh, ja.
Het is in Den Haag, in Utrecht en volgens mij ook in andere grotere steden. Dus zomaar ook in Amsterdam. En het is echt... Het is dan op een zondag deze keer. En gewoon als je niks te doen hebt, ontzettend. Je weet nooit helemaal wat je moet verwachten, maar dat, daar hou ik altijd wel van. Dat er iets van verrassingsaspect ook in zit.
En zou zomaar kunnen er bij jou tegenkomen dan?
Nou ja, wie weet. Als je op de juiste plek bent. Ja,
grappig. .nl, hè? Gluren bij de buren.nl.
Ja.
Nou, dan gaan we even kijken dan.
Gezellig.
Nou, hartstikke leuk. Ik hoop dat je dat het goed gaat.
Ja, dat hopen we ook. Ik hoop ook dat u goed gaat de komende tijd.
Ja. Oké, nou, dankjewel.
Ja, waar genoeg.
Ja. Dit was het alweer. Want bijna iedereen is weg. Dus daar valt weinig over te praten. Maar dat was een leuke afsluiting. Nog even een muziekje erbij. Dus lieve luisteraar, dankjewel. En... tot de volgende keer. We'll be right back.
Heaven is on my mind, in between the fall for you. Heaven is on my mind, in between the fall for you. Through rocks and skies, in between the fall for you. I fall for you. We'll be right back.
My house in your house.
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 Hello. Welcome to My House in Your House. Today we started with a track called Unit B1656. It's made by John Tejada. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, actually. I guess he has Latin roots, and in Spanish, you would say Tejada. The track came out in 2004. The track right after was also John Tejada with Titonton Dubante. The track was called What You Like to Do. It was released in 2002. In the first episode, we were listening to tracks from the 90s. And in this episode, we're moving on to the zeros. Titonton has his own label called Residual Recordings. And the EP is called Freaky Deaky EP. I met Titonton Dubante in Barcelona because I booked him to come play some shows. And he was staying at my flat. I booked him to play in the MOOC where I was working. For those who don't know, MOOC is a small and very cool, legendary, well, the first techno club in Barcelona. I was very fond of working there. And every Wednesday, we booked international DJs. And this was at a time where, as a DJ, you'd have to bring actual vinyls. You know, it was before USB sticks or computer programs and yada yada. Titonton, I remember, his record bag was just full of vinyl. It had no covers, no paper whatsoever. You look down into his bag and it was just black vinyl with no protection at all. And so every time he was like taking up a vinyl or putting back a vinyl he just played, they would get scratched a little bit. So that was actually very interesting because that meant that the records, when he played them, had this natural crackling, you know, which old vinyl has. And aesthetic-wise, this really gave something to his sound as a DJ. I also booked Titonton to play at a very small club called The Dot, which was kind of a... it was like the cool place, you know. It had the right lightings, it was new club. You had to go through this round passage. There was a big picture of Spock and it said, "Beam me up, Scotty." I don't think it exists anymore, actually. It used to be at this side street to Calle Escudillers, which was my street. I lived at Plaza del Tripi, actually called Plaza George Orwell, but by the locals, we called it Plaza del Tripi because it was kind of like you were tripping when you were at the square. A lot of things happening at the square. Anyway, back to Titonton. So what I heard about him was that he could scratch the vinyl with his tongue while he was DJing. Yeah, I mean, come on. What kind of stunt is that? I was like so eager to see it. I was hoping that he would do that. And I told everybody about it. And I was like, oh, you really have to hear this guy DJ. Not only does he play like amazingly funky, groovy house tech vibes, he also can scratch with his tongue. So when I told Titonton that I've told everybody, he got kind of embarrassed. And he was like, oh, no, I don't know if I can do it. And I was like, oh, no pressure, no pressure. But then when he played at the MOOC, he actually did it. And it was so cool. I'll never forget it. Thank you, Titonton. Nice to get to know him. And I really treasure the memories from back then. Anyway, I want to present the next track now. It's... actually, again, by John Tejada. The next track is called Mobile. Here we go. And welcome back from the rain. This track you just heard was called Defend the Nature and by a friend of mine called Nettefrost. It means frost of the night. Good vibes. The track before that was by a mystery person called The Ron Honey Experience and it was released on a UK label called Seventh Voyage. It was really hard to find anything about it, but yeah, maybe you can find out more if you googly, googly, googly. Let's play one of mine. Why not? Here is my new project, Thalo, and the track is called Normcore.
It's totally a lesbian anthem.
So, let's hear it.